You are listening to Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. If cabin fever has you feeling a bit restless and you're not into outdoor winter sports, there are still activities that can get you out of the house but keep you staying warm. Any guesses?
Well, how about a cooking class? Dozens of options are out there, from one-day, one-cuisine classes to some that can last weeks or months. Lake Effect dining contributor Ann Christensen joins us to help distill what's out there. She tells Dan Harmon that the options boil down to two basic types of classes.
One is demonstration, which essentially means all the students are sitting in chairs facing the instructor who is demonstrating whatever the meal is going to be. They're demonstrating the techniques. And there might be a mirror above them so you can see, and you're kind of sitting there taking notes. So you're not participating in it. That has some – I think there's value in it. It's perhaps not as helpful as actually doing it yourself. Classes like that will cost less than one where you're participating. So then we have the second type of cooking class, which is – hands-on is typically what they call that. So, and it's usually a small number, probably a smaller number of students than you'd have in a demonstration class. It could be five, anywhere from five up to maybe 10 or 15 people. That would be a lot probably. But then you'd have someone or maybe two people working with you individually while you're working at a workstation and creating something. So whether it's you're making pastas, you're making paella, you're making pierogi. I'm going with this P alliteration here. Whatever you're learning how to make, you are doing it yourself with the help of the chef or an expert who's coaching you along. So, and then the nice thing about classes, and typically this is the case with demos or hands-on, is that you will sit down and you'll either have a sample, each thing that's being prepared or that you're making, or you'll have a meal at the end. There might be wine involved. You'll get recipes that you're able to take with you. So, and it's kind of a fun thing. It usually is, you know, typically these types of classes are 2 hours long. So, and in the evening. So.
All right. And I've actually taken the observational class, the demonstration class, and it was interesting, but it just seems like it's just like watching TV, you know, except you can smell it.
Right.
It seems like it'd be better to go to a hands-on one.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've done both. I've taken both. And I definitely can look back at the classes that I've done that were hands-on and thought, oh, I mean, those were skills that I remember I was doing myself. And when maybe I wasn't doing something particularly right, I was corrected and was able to see what I wasn't doing doing right or whatever the case might be. But I felt like I picked up more definitely from taking a hands-on class.
Okay. And as far as if you're going to go to one of these, what do you think your motivation, if you will, should be? Of course, it doesn't really matter, but do whatever you want. But is it to learn something specific, like learn how to make something that a restaurant makes that you really like, or something complicated? Or is it just we're not talking basic skills here, right?
Sometimes they are just basic skills.
Okay. Like home ec.
Well, you know what? And I loved home ec in middle school. I loved it. You know, we were able to take, the home ec courses, and I picked up stuff in there that was, it was mom cooking, but nevertheless. But I think, you're going to find all sorts of classes. I mean, if you're the kind of person that really loves a particular restaurant and you want to learn how to make some of the things that they do, and not all restaurants offer classes, but the ones that do, for instance, Coquette, classes that I've taken there, they will target it specifically to certain things that they prepare. So you're learning how to do some of the dishes that they do, or something similar or inspired by something that they do. So that would be a certain type of student that would be looking for that. If you're looking for knife lessons, learning just how to use kitchen knives, which is an incredibly valuable type of thing. You could go, I know Braze is a restaurant in Walker's Point. They periodically have classes like that are learning basic types of techniques, which anybody could, well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, chefs obviously know how, they know how to use knives but someone who's just starting out and doesn't know how to hold a knife, doesn't know how to, the proper technique for cutting for, those types of things are really valuable. I think it just depends on what you're looking for.
All right. Plus it's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah, it seems to be the best reason to do it, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you mentioned Coquette. So what is it that they offer as far as classes? Are these demonstration classes or are these hands-on?
They are demonstration. The way they have set them up is they have two chefs there or two owners. And in the past, when I've been there, either both of them are there actually, you know, switching off and doing, because they'll have maybe four different courses that they're doing, and they'll switch off teaching, and they might have a sous chef that comes out, but they have it in their, they have a separate room that they do it in. People are kind of lined up at these tables, and they do have a mirror kind of positioned above the demonstration area so that you can see a little bit better. They distribute recipes. So you actually can take home the recipe with you. People take notes, and as things are being prepared, they bring them out so everybody can sample. So I think that's the other part of it that people really like, is they're also able to eat and drink while they're from this meal. But, you know, it also gives the opportunity for you to ask questions of the chef. You might, you know, go to a restaurant. You never have that opportunity when you're eating in the dining room for the chef to come out and say, OK, so what about, you know, how you did this, or what is the best way to, you know, make a roux or whatever it might be. You don't really have that opportunity unless you're in a classroom setting.
Is there, just as an aside here, is this more of a public outreach activity for the restaurants involved, or are they actually getting some feedback that they wouldn't normally get?
That's a really good question. I think probably both. I mean, I think it's one way to really connect with their clientele and maybe bring in more diners, more people to come to the restaurant and come to the classes. I think it's also, you know, it's a source of income too, although it means, you know, more work on their part. But at the same time, I think I'm sure they probably get some great feedback or some at least really valuable feedback to them from their diners. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, anyone that's been to the public market second floor sees that there's definitely a food demonstration area, and that's a good place to go as well.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's called the Madame Cooney Kitchen. And again, that's another place I've gone to. I've never taken a hands-on class there, but I have taken a demo. And so, yeah, that's a space that I think they use fairly often. And like I said, they separate classes into demos and into hands-on. So like a demo class, you know, might be someone comes in and teaches you all about soups, right? Okay, so for that, and that happens to be a class they're doing later on in the month of January. But the one thing you'll find with a class like that, that will probably cost a little bit less than a hands-on class. You're going to probably spend double that if you're going to be participating, you know. So maybe we're talking $30 to spend on a demo class as opposed to maybe 60 or more if you're doing hands-on. And that could be sushi, how to make sushi. It could be, I mean, I guess they have another one where they're actually focusing specifically on making different types of meatballs, you know, winter dinners. I mean, a lot of times these classes are going to be targeted to the seasons, perhaps, or to certain events that are coming up, you know, Valentine's Day, things of that nature, how to make a romantic meal, that sort of thing.
And you mentioned Braais. To me, they're what they're known for anyway is it's not uncommon for them to get a large carcass or of a various animal and they will butcher it themselves. Now, is that something you can learn there?
No.
You know, they have a very specialized way of doing things.
No. In fact, to my knowledge, they are not doing any actual butchering classes. But what I think is really interesting about what they're doing, and I mentioned it in passing that they might have a knife technique class. They might have something just specifically on stocks and sauces, something like that, where you're just learning how to make really, really good stocks and sauces, which any chef or any cook really, I mean, that's basic. That is something that everybody needs to know how to do. So I think that's actually a series that they call Braais Basics, where they kind of get at those more technique oriented things. But I think that's a great idea. I mean, and they too, for Valentine's Day, they have one where it's dinner and dessert for two people, you know, making, you know, some kind of meal, just romantic meal for two. But they do different sorts of things. You know, they do the basic classes or they might focus on breads, too, like, you know, bread baking. They have a kids class that they do. That's another thing that actually I've seen at Sur La Table actually does a class specifically for children, getting kids into the kitchen and teaching them how to cook. I mean, I think the theory is you get a kid in the kitchen, maybe it's a little bit of a finicky eater, and you get them to learn how to prepare something, then maybe they're more likely to eat it if they're part of the process.
Well, I was thinking it was more geared towards getting them to make dinner for you.
Well, that's something else. I mean, sure, why not?
All right. And Sir La Table, do they have what's? It seems like they have a large variety of classes as well. Are they actually doing this to push products? I mean, do they only do classes that use their food products, or is it?
I don't think it's specifically that they are using, you know, actual tools that they sell. They probably do, but I don't. My understanding is that they aren't really using the classes to get you to buy a Kuhn-Riken peeler or a mandolin or a, you know, they're not doing it specifically to get you to buy that. But it's a way to get you into the store, right? So you're gonna mm-hmm. probably look around and shop. It's just yet another way that they focus on the cook, someone who wants to cook and learn new techniques and new types of cooking.
All right. Well, Sir La Table seems to be one of the originals in this category. They've done it for such a long time.
Well, sure. Absolutely. And but that the location that we have in Milwaukee, it really hasn't been here for that long. I mean, we have, it's a Bayshore location, Bayshore Town Center, but you know, I think people are more familiar probably with Williams-Sonoma here in town than maybe with Sir La Table, just by nature of it being here longer. But obviously, as a web presence, absolutely, for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And other cities that were established. Yeah. All right. And one that you mentioned that I wasn't aware of, Chef's Table.
Chef's Table is a new space that's in Walker's Point, really beautifully redone type of space. And this is not specifically, I mean, doing cooking classes is not the only thing that they do. And in fact, I think the cooking classes are kind of, they might be once a month or once every 2 months periodically. But it is a hands-on class. And right now what they're doing is pastas, focusing specifically on teaching you how to make pasta, handmade pasta. And then, you know, once you're through the class with the teacher, you sit down and actually have the meal. So you get to eat what you prepare. So that adds kind of another level of enjoyment to it.
All right. And kind of out of the geographic area of a lot of these is Antigua.
Right. Yeah. This is another restaurant. Maybe, is off maybe people's radar. It's on 58th and Burnham. I think that's probably West Dallas. And it's a little Latin American restaurant. And they're doing hands-on classes as well. Everything from teaching you how to make Mexican, sometimes types of Mexican food, paella, because they actually serve different types of, they don't just serve Mexican food, they serve Latin American food. So they are teaching you how to cook that type of food. But they're also doing a class on erotic cooking. And that is in February, but that is specifically kind of a romantic meal for you and your significant other. I don't...
We can't go any further.
I'm sure it's very romantic.
All right. And then something that we didn't mention is various park and rec departments, or like I know the Bayview Community Center. There's all kinds of places that just have cooking classes that you sign up for that are
cooking classes probably if you look in the UW Extension booklet that comes out at the beginning of every semester, usually they have a list of those types of things in the summer, mm-hmm. in the fall, in the spring. Yeah, you can definitely find things that, and those are really reasonable. Years ago, I did a story on cooking classes, and you can take classes at MATC that are not within their culinary department, not for credit type courses, because they have those demo kitchens. And I actually went to West Dallas and was taking some classes there in some of those really those old kitchens. Uh-huh. And it was fun. I mean, it's fun to do it. But yeah, those, I mean, they're out there. You just need to look for them.
Okay. Well, Anne, thank you for coming in. Talk to you next month.
Thanks. Great to see you.
Anne Christensen is our regular dining contributor. In her real day job, she is dining critic and senior editor at Milwaukee Magazine. And she talked with Dan Harmon.
We'll take another short break now and then meet the authors of two young adult books featuring some strong female leads. That is when Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio.